Okay, so you sent over some notes from this CPP workshop. It's called How to Survive Without a Writing Doctor. Pretty dramatic title, right? But I get it. For someone who's, probably working on some pretty important reports at the CPP, writing can definitely feel like a high-stakes game.
It's true. Our writing can be incredibly daunting. And what I find fascinating about this workshop is how it uses that writing doctor metaphor to address the anxiety so many of us feel. Like we're conditioned to think we need this expert to come in and fix our writing.
Right, like our ideas are coming down with a case of the uncleariatis or
Exactly.
something. But from what I'm seeing in these notes, it seems like this workshop wants to empower you
Yeah.
to be your own writing doctor.
Exactly. It's all about recognizing that we often have the tools and resources within ourselves to overcome those writing challenges. And the workshop highlights two key lifelines to help us do just that: the classic reading buddy and the increasingly popular writing robot, which in this case refers to ChatGPT.
ChatGPT. I have to admit, I usually think of that as a tool for actually writing the text, not as a brainstorming partner. So how does that even work?
Well, think of ChatGPT as a way to externalize your thinking. Let's say you're tackling a complex report on, I don't know, economic forecasting models. You could prompt ChatGPT to generate a few different storylines for the report, each with a different focus or angle.
Okay, so instead of staring at a blank page, I'm already bouncing ideas off of a robot. This is getting interesting. What kinds of prompts would I even use?
The workshop gives a great example. Imagine you ask ChatGPT, "I'm running a report about the impact of AI on the Dutch economy. Give me three alternative storylines, each focusing on a different aspect of the topic." ChatGPT might come back with something like this.
Hold on, let me grab my notes. This is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Right. So ChatGPT might suggest one storyline focused on the potential job displacement from AI, another on the productivity gains, and a third on the ethical considerations. And get this, it can even suggest key questions to explore within each storyline. It's like having a super organized brainstorming partner who never gets tired.
Was I'm getting storylines, A&D, potential research questions before I've even outlined the report. That's pretty amazing. And this is all before I start feeding ChatGPT any of my own writing.
Exactly. It's about using ChatGPT to help you think through the different facets of your topic and anticipate potential arguments or counterarguments before you even start writing. It's like a pre-writing workout for your brain.
I like that analogy. So how do I go from these AI-generated storylines to an actual structure for my report?
The workshop suggests using ChatGPT to create a text plan. You can ask it to flesh out each storyline with specific paragraph titles, key questions for each paragraph, and even concise answers based on its existing knowledge base. You essentially end up with a detailed outline, complete with potential arguments and counterarguments, all before writing a single sentence.
Okay, you've officially blown my mind. This is way more than just using ChatGPT to write a first draft. It's like having a research assistant, a brainstorming buddy, and organizational guru all rolled into one.
It is, and here's where it gets even more powerful. The workshop then suggests using ChatGPT to role play as a critical reader.
I mean, seriously, how does that work?
You can actually ask ChatGPT to analyze each storyline you've created, point out potential weaknesses or gaps in your logic, and even anticipate questions your actual readers might have.
I'm starting to see how this can be incredibly valuable for someone like me, who writes for a very specific and sometimes critical audience at the CPB. It's like having a built-in peer reviewer who can help me stress test my ideas
Yeah.
before I share them with my colleagues.
Precisely. And by engaging in this back and forth with ChatGPT, you're essentially clarifying your own thinking, identifying potential blind spots, and building a more robust and persuasive argument.
Okay, I'm sold on the whole writing robot concept. But the workshop also spends a lot of time talking about the benefits of human reading buddies. Why is that so important when we have these amazing AI tools at our disposal?
Well, even with the advancements in AI, there's still something uniquely valuable about human connection and feedback. Think about it. Writing for the CPB often involves complex policy recommendations and nuanced economic analysis. A human reading buddy can provide that nuanced feedback, picking up on subtle points that even the most advanced AI might miss.
That makes sense. We're not just trying to convey information, we're trying to persuade and influence decision making. And there's a human element to that, which can't be replicated by a machine. But I'm curious, the workshop talks about the learning benefits for both the giver and the receiver of feedback. So how does giving feedback actually make me a better writer?
When you're critically analyzing someone else's work, you're forced to think about clarity, structure, and audience engagement from a different perspective, you're essentially putting on your reader hat and asking yourself, does this make sense to me? Is the argument compelling? What questions do I have?
I can see how that would help me identify potential blind spots in my own writing. It's like getting a sneak peek into the minds of my readers. But how do we make this reading buddy dynamic really work? Any specific advice from the workshop?
One of the key takeaways is to focus on asking targeted questions rather than simply offering solutions. For example, instead of saying, this section's confusing, you might ask, what's the main message you're trying to convey here? Or how does this paragraph connect to your overall argument?
So it's about guiding the writer towards their own solutions, rather than just imposing my own ideas on their work?
Precisely. It's about fostering a collaborative environment where both parties feel heard and respected. And the workshop emphasizes that this approach can be especially beneficial in a setting like the CPB, where collaboration and consensus building are so important.
Right. Because sometimes it's not just about getting the words right. It's about ensuring that everyone is on the same page and understands the implications of what we're recommending. The workshop also mentions building a fixed relationship with a feedback buddy. What does that mean exactly?
It means finding someone you trust and feel comfortable being vulnerable with, someone who understands your writing goals and can provide consistent and constructive feedback. It's about creating a safe space where you can share your work in progress without fear of judgment.
That makes a lot of sense, especially in a high-pressure environment like the CPB. It's like having a writing accountability partner who understands the stakes and can offer support and encouragement along the way. Did the workshop have any suggestions on how to actually find a good reading buddy?
They recommend looking for someone who is a strong reader and communicator, but who may not necessarily be an expert in your specific field. This can actually be an advantage because they'll be able to approach your work with fresh eyes and identify areas that might need clarification for a broader audience.
I hadn't thought of it that way. But you're right. It's easy to get so caught up in the jargon and technical details that we forget how it might sound to someone outside our immediate circle. So we've got ChatGPT as our brainstorming buddy, a human reading partner for feedback, and a whole arsenal of prompts to keep us moving forward.
Don't forget the importance of establishing a regular feedback routine. The workshop suggests scheduling dedicated time with your reading buddy, maybe once a week or biweekly, to discuss your work and exchange feedback. This creates a sense of structure and accountability, which can be especially helpful when you're juggling multiple projects and deadlines.
I like that. It's almost like building in a checkpoint system for my writing process, ensuring that I'm getting regular feedback and staying on track.
Exactly. And by making this a regular practice, you're not only improving your writing, but you're also fostering a culture of collaboration and mutual support within your team, which is beneficial for everyone involved.
This is all incredibly valuable advice, and I'm sure our listener is feeling much better equipped to survive without that writing doctor now.
I hope so. It's all about embracing the available resources, both human and AI, and finding what works best for your individual writing style and needs.
Before we wrap up, there's one more point from the workshop I want to highlight. It seems like all of this focuses on avoiding problems. But what about those times when we're already stuck? You know, staring at the computer screen completely blind.
Yeah, it's about those times where you feel like you need to call in sick because your draft is just not cooperating.
Right, exactly.
It's about taking ownership of our writing process and realizing that we have more control than we think.
I love that.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you, our listener, with a little challenge.
Kind of like where this is going.
Think about a report or a policy document that you're currently working on. Or maybe one that's looming on the horizon. What's your biggest writing fear or challenge related to that project?
Yeah, it could be anything. Feeling overwhelmed by the scope of it, struggling to structure your arguments, or even just getting started.
Exactly. Now imagine applying some of the techniques we've discussed today. Could ChatGPT help you brainstorm potential storylines or create a more structured text plan?
Maybe.
Could a reading buddy provide that fresh perspective and help you refine your arguments? The CPB is known for its rigorous analysis and clear communication. What if these tools could help you not just survive, but actually thrive in that environment?
That's the goal, to move beyond simply surviving to a place where you actually feel confident and empowered in your writing.
And remember, you don't have to wait for inspiration to strike. You can start experimenting with these techniques right now. Try prompting ChatGPT with a question related to your current project.
Yeah.
Reach out to a colleague and schedule a feedback session. take that first step and see what happens. This has been such a fascinating deep dive into the world of writing without a writing doctor. And I hope you found it as insightful as we have.
We've covered a lot of ground today, but the most important takeaway is that you have the power to become a more confident writer, a more effective writer, and dare I say, even a more joyful writer.
So go forth, embrace the challenge, and remember, we're all in this together. Happy writing.